Welcome to the Stop Marketing Now podcast. Yeah, that's right. I'm recording a podcast. I looked at the clock and I realized I had about 10 or 15 minutes before I'm going to jump on my next call. And I was thinking, been thinking about this topic that I've been wanting to share with you guys. So I'm putting it on the podcast. Of course, the podcast is called Stop Marketing Now. Do this instead. And we always save the this until the end of the podcast. Today, what I want to say is, instead of stop marketing, what I really want to tell you is stop complicating things. And that is actually intentional, because your marketing is what is complicating things. People have fancy funnels. They have all the technology in the world. Listen, I work in the digital marketing space, so I get it. I understand the complexity, the technology. But I will tell you, in the last 6 months, everything we've been working on has been more psychology than technology. And I love it. I can't tell you how excited I am about that, because I know that 10 years from now, it's still going to be working. Human beings aren't going to change. We will augment with different kinds of technology. We will have new levels and new ways of doing automation. And I use that stuff too. I'm not anti-automation, but I am very much against complexity when it creates a shitty experience for people. Meaning that you're trying to connect with the very people that you want to do business with, and yet it comes across to them in an impersonal way. Like, you don't care about them as a meaningfully unique individual. And that's happening a lot right now. And people don't like it. I especially see this on LinkedIn, the way people are interacting on LinkedIn, because, you know, 99% of the people who are trying to generate business on LinkedIn are taking what I would call a salesy leg humper kind of approach. You know, they're just, hey, nice to meet you. Here's what I do. Here's my link. Buy my stuff. Right? It's almost like they want to brush you out of the way to get to a transaction that is going to fill out a spreadsheet or ultimately fill out a bank account on their end. And they could care less who you are. Do you want to do business with people like that? Yeah, neither do I. And honestly, neither do they, right? It's kind of the same old story that we've seen for years, which is an advertiser will receive their mail and will stand over the waste paper basket and throw away the very advertising that they're actually using themselves or selling to others. Right? They see it as junk mail when we're on the receiving end, but people are out there pushing it. Janet says, simplify. That's her word for 2019. Yeah. Get rid of, dump that complexity. Simplify. Be simple and elegant in your approach. And for us specifically, that means, and I'm going to give you the punchline here, stop marketing, stop your complexity. Do this instead. Create real conversations with people. Actually make deposits in that relationship or trust bank account that you have with another person. Because when you show up consistently, when you bring value, when you do what Jay Abraham calls being preeminent, which means you give value or you invest in other people first with no expectation that they're going to have to do this or that. There's no strings attached. I'm making the world a better place. I'm going to compliment people around me in a very genuine way. I'm going to do my best to recognize what makes them unique and admirable and praiseworthy in the world. And we're going to talk about that first, because everyone you meet is doing the best damn job that they can right now. May not be good enough. May not be good enough for them. It might not even be good enough for you. We're always our own harshest critics, though. My point is, there's something about that person that is deserving of your admiration. And if you can give them that little piece, you've left them in a better place. You've made their world and our world a better place. And that, when you do that, you become the kind of person that others want to be around, right? And that's how we're creating conversations. And don't let people tell you that LinkedIn is not working for business, or everyone over there is sort of down on, they don't want conversations. That's flat out not true. Ask Janet. Janet's watching. I think she just left a comment a minute ago. Ask Janet what's working for her right now. My calendar, I have all the calls that I want this week. I'm actually kind of scrambling a little bit, because that's how much I'm booked up. The number of calls don't matter. What I really care about is that I'm having conversations with the kind of people that I really want to talk to. Some of them will enroll in our program, some won't, and that's fine. You know, honestly, have a full pipeline of conversations going. So when they're not enrolling, that's their business. I'm going to move on to the next person, talk about what we're doing, why they should care, and why this business development approach is the cornerstone, the flat-out cornerstone of what every business has to have in place. I don't care if you have the fancy funnels. I don't care if you're doing paid traffic. All those things, inbound marketing. I've been an inbound marketing agency. I'm not a disbeliever in that process. I just don't think you can lead with that anymore. Not if you want a stream of revenue that you can bank upon. So this is my rant, right? Stop the complexity. Stop marketing now. Start conversations instead. Simple conversations, like exactly like what we do in the real world when you network with people, right? When you actually prepave those conversations. Janet says, LinkedIn is a gold mine. I love what we've been able to create over there. Yeah, I mean, here's the truth. Listen, I'm broadcasting this right now through Facebook. I haven't abandoned Facebook, but 90% of my focus is over on LinkedIn because those are business. That's where business is happening. Those are the business conversations. Numerically, 80% of all B2B leads are coming from LinkedIn as well. I know there's a ton of folks that are focused on Facebook, and there's reasons why. And then there are some reasons why I'm not, and it's working for us in the alternative. Happy to share. In fact, Janet's here. She just put together a killer report. I don't even know how many pages. It's pages and pages upon of real value where she's just paying it for being preeminent. So, you know, talk to me. I'll get it to you. Talk to Janet directly. Start a conversation with her, and she'll get it in your hands. But if you need more conversations with the right people, there's a way to do it, a way that's working, and it's not what 99% of the other people out there are doing. So to hell with the leg humpers. Dump the complexity in the marketing right now and have a little bit of fun by starting real conversations. This is the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. Start more conversations. That's what you should be focusing on these days.